You feel good, Adam, right? Frequent tweeter is with you on Honeycrisp and the Replacements. Vindication.
He's a smart man, I said.
Yes, you did. What else comes to mind? And then I want to transition to a little more serious politics. Remind you, Dr. Michael Osterholm is with us at 1:05. Dose of Devin at 2:05. And Mayor Jacob Fry affirming what he said to Dave Lee a couple months ago, but making it official, he will run for re-election in the city of Minneapolis, Mayor Fry, on at 2:35. I'm going to go just the broadest, the weather obsession. And listen, we talk weather on the show. We do the weather. We probably talk as little weather as any show on this station. But I think it's the sharing of the weather. This is how much snow we got. This is how much it rained here. This is what our patio looks like. Here I am snow blowing. Here's the hard rain. I think we are significantly obsessed with that compared to other states. Do you buy that, Adam?
Yes. I think we like to pride ourselves that we can handle it so much, and that gets a little overdone. I will say this, though. I mean, there is no denying that, you know, when New York gets the same amount of snow as we get, it's
yes.
Batting down the hatches because all hell's breaking loose. But
very good
but even in that, we say, oh, come on, you can deal with it. We deal with it all the time. I mean, that gets a little old. I don't know who that guy was. You know what? He sounded like the I'll buy your timeshare. I got the timeshare. I'll buy it back for you. Boy, does that guy drink tax or what? Holy buckets.
Yes. Yeah. I think, you know who that was? That was Big Lou before
Big
he taken,
Lou
started taking
on
the meds.
Wife number two, I heard this morning.
How about Mike Lindell? I mean, we saw that nugget. Dan, did you see the nugget of Mike
Lindell?
Oh, yeah,
I did.
Share away, Adam. Gossip columnist.
Mike
Go
Lindell
with it.
Lindell apparently had a very steamy romance, a little birdie tells me, with Jane Krakowski of
yes.
30 Rock fame.
Right? She's hosting some game show right now, too, I think. But, yeah, she's the main, when you think 30 Rock, you think of her. Sounds like they were friends for a long time, and Mike wanted more, you know? You want to get him on the embargo of the news and just ask him about that?
I would if I could.
Could we get Mike reacting to that news at all?
I don't know. I burnt my throat out trying to do the timeshare guy.
Does that help?
I'll buy your timeshare back.
I might like that guy interviewing Mike Lindell. That's maybe what I'm looking for. All right, some political nuggets. All right, let's talk about the press, first of all. So Jen Psaki, she's been in and out of Democratic administrations and campaigns. She's been a CNN correspondent. So she now is the president's White House press secretary. And they had a briefing last night, 6, 7 o'clock, something like that. And she announced, you know, we're going to do this on a daily basis like many administrations. Let's see if they live up to it every day. I'm all for it. I'm all for normalcy. I'm all for honesty. I'm all for transparency. The bar cannot go any lower than Kayleigh McEnany, who only trailed her boss for lying. Let's make sure, though, that these questions are as difficult, as specific, and as direct as they would be under Donald Trump. Because I think it's fair, not the QAnon Proud Boys crowd, but I think it's fair for Republicans to look back at the Obama administration and say, Barack Obama had a very loving relationship with the media at the time. Not our guy Major, or not Jake Tapper. They were among the ones who asked some of the toughest questions. But there was some fawning over Barack Obama. I will be very curious to watch how direct these questions are about the Biden administration. Because it can't be, oh, goody, we're happy you're out here and you're not Donald Trump. The issues are every bit as important, and the press better make sure, the White House press better make sure they don't look like frauds in this area. I have some concerns, Carter, on this, because I think when Biden would vanish, and in my opinion he would, and when he come up for some press conferences during the last couple months of the campaign, I thought they were too soft. I really did. What do you think?
Well, I agree to a certain extent. At the same time, I think there's going to be so much that there's going to – I'm afraid also, though, that journalists and editors in these newsrooms will also feel like they're somehow forced to appease the other side those criticisms are going to be there no matter what happens. That, oh, mm-hmm. See, they're going too soft on him. But at the same time, I worry that they'll even be they'll go too far when it doesn't call for, when the moment doesn't call for it. If you try to understand what I'm saying here, but look, we're fair and balanced. We're going to go after this guy just as much as we went after the previous guy when the situation might not call for it.
I mean, look, the previous guy lied at a record rate. So to try and compare these two, you're already behind the eight ball trying to do that. And the narrative that the press isn't going to push this president as hard as they pushed the last president, which they should be pushing, that's their job. That's what they're there to do. But the narrative is already out there, right? They took the one question out of yesterday's press conference when the lady asked about changing the color scheme on Air Force One, or is President Biden going to keep the same color scheme that President Trump had changed Air Force One to? And here come the rights. Oh, look, see, this is the softball questions he's going to get. Well, if you watch the entire press conference, was that a fluff question? Sure it was. But that it hardly represented the entirety of that press conference. So to Adam's point, it's like
– dumb question.
Absolutely. But you're never going to get dumb questions. Of course you're going to get dumb questions. That's how it works. Right. But there was also a question from the Catholic news agency about abortion, pushing very hard on that. It's there. It's going to happen. It should happen. But the narrative is going to be what the narrative is going to be, to Adam's point, regardless of what actually goes on.
Adam and I noticed the same thing last night when they ran Celebrating America. 90 minutes. And as the three of us said yesterday, and it's not because it's Biden replacing Trump, it's every time we have an inauguration, we believe it should be a national holiday. So, sure, if it was Donald Trump reelected, you would have folks more sympathetic to the 45th president continuing. I get that. All the networks should have carried it. It's not tough. Yes, it was going to have Joe Biden. It was going to have Kamala Harris, who I thought was really good last night. It's going to have musicians or actors who are more sympathetic to Joe Biden. But come on, if I'm reading all about unity and we're all coming together, and of the networks, Fox doesn't run it, and among the cable networks, Fox News doesn't run it, give me a break. And I'll say this. If this would have been Celebrating America with Donald Trump, and as an example, CNN wouldn't have run it, or MSNBC wouldn't have run it, I would have ripped it also. On the special itself, I'd rather have that than just see the incumbent president or the president for the first time moving from ball to ball. Which way are you going, Adam? I know you're a big ballroom dancer. So which would you prefer?
No, the last night, I hope we set a new I hope that's something that will stick around. I like that a lot better than, I don't care that the president and first lady are visiting the Michigan ball or whatever. It's not, who cares?
Can you explain to me what happened to John Bon Jovi?
I don't know. Just a bad song choice.
He comes the sun. I mean, I think I saw it on Twitter. Robin Gibb took over the body of John Bon Jovi. Dan, did you hear it? Here Comes the Sun with Bon Jovi. He was unrecognizable.
Yeah, I didn't hear it because I saw that that wasn't coming, and I did the math in my head of John Bon Jovi trying to cover the Beatles song and figured it wasn't going to end well. So, no, I have not heard it yet.
It was abysmal. We also found out folks who aren't really high in America. Maybe somebody at your house, Adam.
Yeah,
with fireworks.
Down on the fireworks. Too much.
Too many fireworks.
Too many fireworks.
They were spectacular. I'm normally an overrated fireworks person. I thought they were pretty good. Bruce starts it. Was Tom Hanks there also as a kind of a needle to QAnon, Carter, do you think?
I don't know, but it must have been the cold, but Tom's got to work on opening his mouth a little more when he's talking. It was just kept his lips pursed together, and I don't know if that was the cold or what.
What else stood out? Timberlake was great, I thought. I thought Demi Lovato with a little Bill Withers was very good. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too.
Dan, you were bored by it or you were mesmerized?
I'm going to be honest. I was watching other material at the time. I wasn't watching the show. So,
jeez.
You know? Kind I know. It's once every 4 years. It's like the Olympics. I should pay attention. I just didn't.
What kind of material are we talking about?
How long were you watching this material, Dan?
You know, a couple 13, 14 minutes.
One group in particular upset with the former president. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Mike Ostrom, he is 15 minutes away. Proud Boys are mad at Donald Trump now. He's a quitter, they're saying. He didn't live up to it. The Proud Boys have turned on Donald J. Trump. Who's their next guy? I'm very frightened. These are despicable individuals, awful individuals. They wanted Trump to stay, not leave. They're mad that he called out the insurrectionists. I'm saddened. I'm very saddened. I know you are too. That the relationship is not as strong. We should also point out. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
No, I'm just not so proud of Donald Trump, the Proud Boys.
No, they're not. It should be noted that Antifa, parts of Antifa, those who move beyond peaceful protests, were back at it again last night in Seattle, Portland, Denver, among the locations. So again, if individuals want to show up, and they want to protest, go to it. When individuals are involved in violence and harm, it shouldn't matter where you stand politically. And some of what took place, again, is criminal behavior, and it has to be called out, and we will call it out every time on this show. Last night on Celebrating America, you had three presidents gather together. George Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. I think you called it a little barbershop talk on Twitter.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my nightingale. I was hoping for that, with the...
You wanted a little dance to finish up?
Those hats. That they
Again,
wear.
Keeping it current.
Right. Yes.
Hey, it's making a comeback.
Yes. I don't think so. I thought it was really good. Should we see more of them? Or is that just a one-off and they go back and they vanish again? And would it matter if we saw more of them?
Yes, we should. I think it would matter. I think it would help.
I hope so, because I think it was all genuine. It was important. You have individuals with very, very different views. I go back to what David Axelrod said when I was watching CNN's coverage as I was clicking around yesterday. And Axelrod, and let's be honest, Obama in 07, 08, they just crushed W. They crushed him. And there was plenty to crush. And there was some uncertainty, how the Bush team would react to them. That's not an easy situation. And Axelrod pointed out George W. Bush came up to him, talked to him for like 10 minutes, and could not have been more complimentary and sincere and wishing him the best. We need a lot more of that.